Hits Live. I'm Anita Margs here with Giants running back Andre Brown. And just 5 seconds ago, he said, "Is this live?" And then your whole personality changed. Yes, this is live.
Oh.
This is live television.
Okay.
You ready to rock and roll?
Yes, let's go.
All right, so this is a show for the fans. Giants, Big Blue Nation, your opportunity to come on board, ask questions to Andre Brown, who's having a magnificent season since he's returned off IR. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. 201-939-4513. First and foremost, congratulations. As I said, magnificent season since you've returned. 3 games, 2 of them 100 yards. Oakland, Green Bay, Dallas, you're blown up. And you've really been the silver lining, in my opinion, to the season.
All thanks go to guys up front. You know, they're really doing a good job up there blocking and everybody's gelling together. Unfortunately, we had Jimmy go down, but Brill came in and he played awesome. So, you know, guys up front that's just doing their jobs and, you know, putting in the extra work, that's what's really helping me out.
All right. We've got a ton of calls. As you can see, I'm scribbling as fast as possible. Let's get right to you. Let's kick it off with Andrew, first and foremost. Andrew, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, by the way. You are on with Andre Brown. What's your question?
Hey, how you doing, Andre? How you doing, Anita?
Great.
Andre, I grew up a Giants fan, so I always idolized guys like Otis Anderson and Rodney Hampton, and I think that you could definitely be like our next Otis Anderson and be the MVP of the Super Bowl as a running back. But I was just curious who you idolized growing up.
The caller did say that he reminded him of Otis Anderson. Any truth to that?
You know, looking back at it, I appreciate the compliment. You know, both big backs, both downhill guys, and, you know, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, let's continue with our calls. We go to Max. Max, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Andre, you won me my fantasy game last week, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
But more importantly, what is tone around the team in the locker room right now after a tough loss? Are the playoffs still kind of on the forefront?
Most definitely, but we're going to just continue to take it one game at a time, and that's the most important thing. You know, we have 5 games left, and, you know, the biggest game this week is going to definitely be Washington. So we're happy. It's a Sunday night game, and we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, kind of share with us, what is the feel of the locker room right now? Because, I mean, going in, you guys, 4-game winning streak. Mm-hmm. You guys had a lot of swag. You felt really good about this game. Unfortunately, you did lose. Mm-hmm. But so how's this team rebounding from that, Andre?
You know, the cure to it is winning, and, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. Just to go out here and get another win, you know, it's a very good, you know, defense that they have over there in Washington, and we're looking forward to it. So, you know, Dallas, it hurt. You know, we let it sting long enough, but now it's on to the next one.
All right, let's continue with our calls. We go to Brett. Brett, welcome to Big Blue Hits Live. You're on with Andre Brown. What's your question?
Hello?
Okay, no Brett. Let's talk about your touches. 77 touches you've mm-hmm. received in 3 games. Of course, that's including receiving mm-hmm. In the passing game. Your first 4 years in the league, only 87 combined. So what is this, I mean, what has this been like for you? The fact 77 touches in 3 games?
You know, it's been hurry up and adapt, I guess. You know, it's something I love that I'm getting more touches. I get the feel of the game more, flow, and seeing how the flow of the game goes. And, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just very privileged to be in the position that I'm in.
A little tired?
No. I had 8 weeks off, so I'm not tired.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Let's dive into the Washington Redskins matchup.
Okay.
Not a great defense against the run. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people out there who I'm sure own you in fantasy football, like mm-hmm. myself, are expecting a big day from you. Mm-hmm. We'll continue with your calls as well. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. We'll be right back.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to
to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giant!
Welcome back, Big Blue Hits Live. Fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and Andre Brown, your Giants running back. We have them for one more segment. Phone lines are open, 201-939-4513. Before we get back to the calls, though, Jim Cordell, unfortunately, you lose him, patella tendon. Now, I believe this is the sixth different offensive line shuffle heading into this Washington Redskins game. How do you feel about that?
It was a tough loss. You know, Cordell was making so much progress throughout the season, but you know, unfortunately, injuries do happen. But now, this, you know, how they say in this business, next guy is up. So, you know, you put Booth back over the center, and Brewer's back at, I mean, starting at right, left guard. I mean,
right.
And you know, he's we've been waiting for him to go come out there and play ball. So. You know, it's an opportunity for him to make a name.
And you also have to feel really good about John Connor being back there with you. Man, what a great signing that was.
Yeah, John, he's a beast. You know, he's very smart, football intelligence. And he goes down, he knocks some backers out of the hole. And that's what you need as a running back. I like to, you know, I'm very fullback dependent. I like to, you know, see what he sees and then make my read off of him. And that's what I do. So. You know, as long as he gets through a hole and I go through the same hole and I make my cut, and normally he's knocking the guy back and I'm cutting right off him. It's a nice 6-7 yard pop.
We'll continue with your calls, 201-939-4513. We go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, welcome.
Hi, welcome. First off, Andre, congratulations on your speedy recovery.
Thank you.
And have a very happy Thanksgiving to you and Anita herself.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And my question is, I notice a lot of times on third and long, when it's like 3rd and 18, you guys are like handing it off, and it just seems like that's not working. It's almost like you guys are throwing the towel in on that down. And I'm just wondering, do you guys talk to Coach Coughlin about maybe like setting yourselves up with a screen pass maybe more, or just, you know, not trying to like come out of that hole on 3rd and 18 with like a draw play or something, you know?
So offensive coordinator Andrew,
He wants to know why we call it plays screens on. Well, you know, the screen, we're still getting the kinks out of it. We're trying to make it work. And
how difficult is it?
Yeah.
How difficult is it to practice and really execute a screen as well as, let's say, for example, the New Orleans Saints run the screen extremely well with Darren Sproles. How difficult is that to
it's
pull
the,
off?
The chemistry, I say. You know, you got to, you know, first, you know, fake the pass, and then, you know, you got to, the running back has to get a good chip, or, you know, you might have a hugger, which is the backer over top of the running back, and he's playing you man, and you got to make sure you know, while the back, you know, turns around and look for the ball, his back is to the whole defense, and, you know, you don't know what's going on, so you have to get good chemistry, and so that's something we continue to work on, and we're trying to implement that into the offense, and, you know, with enough practice, you know, even though it's week 13, we want to continue to work at it, and it's going to get better.
All right, let's continue with our calls. We have JD in Virginia. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Dre?
Hey, good. First things first, happy Thanksgiving to you, Mr. Brown and Miss Anita.
Same to you. By the way, thank you.
Boots, Anita. Beautiful.
Real
quick, Mr. Brown, thank you very much for remaining healthy, and I just want to commend you for being perseverance, because, and of course, you can see the long track record from this team to that team to back to the Giants, not with the Giants, back with the Giants. So I want you to know that your efforts are greatly appreciated, and I definitely pray that you stay healthy and stay strong, because no matter what happens this year, I would love to see you in the backfield next year rumbling.
My question
is this. What is it going to take for this Giants to have to basically improve on their running game? I mean, it's already stellar right now because of you and Brandon Jacobs, and hopefully next season we may see David Wilson who knows, but what is it going to take to make this running game better than it is now?
Well, you know, it's just going to take us all being healthy. You know, if we get healthy, if we all get healthy and, you know, continue to build that chemistry together, I think that is definitely what is going to work. You know, we got, you know, excellent backs, excellent coaches, and excellent offensive linemen. It's just we all got to be out there and, you know, and all, you know, putting in the time in the film room and making sure that we study enough and we know the looks that we're going to get, and we're going to continue to go out there and continue to improve.
Let's try to get one more caller in before we let you go.
Okay.
Okay. We have Andrew calling in from Long Island. Andrew, you've got to make it quick, though. What's your question for Dre?
Well, I was asking about the third and long, and it got cut off, so I never really got to hear the answer to what the Giants.
Okay. Andrew, thank you. But you answered that.
Yeah, I answered
that. And the show, you can rewatch this show on Giants.com. Before I let you go, I have to throw this out here. You're going to do an open mic night on Tuesday.
Oh, you put me
on
the spot.
That is awesome. Can we get one joke? Of course, this is live television. Keep it clean. Can we get one joke before we let you go?
All right. What do you call an illegal park frog?
An illegal?
Illegal park frog.
Park frog?
Yeah. A toad! Oh!
And with that, we are going to bring in Roman Elvin. We're going to say goodbye to Andre Brown. And while we make this...
Come on, guys.
Okay.
Nobody found that funny.
As we go to a break, we're going to leave you with some sights and sounds from the Dallas game. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're too much.
Every week we come out, it's all about what we do. We play our ball, we win games. Elevated to a max tonight.
One play at a time, man. Be who you are. That's great. Let's go, man. Dog, man. We
LB shot three. 1, 2, 3. LB. Giants
on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Giants. Bryant in a slot right. Williams split left. Rumble back. Quick release. Over the middle. Pass deflected and intercepted by Entrell Roll. Off the deflection. At the 21-yard line. Hit Bryant right in his hands, and Roll picked it up out of the air.
Let's go! Every play!
Hey, I'm playing like that. I know you outside.
I know. I'm coming late. I was late.
Okay. I see you, Deuce Sack.
Hey, trying to get to 88. Hey, oh, you were so perfect. Oh, you were so perfect.
Hey, trying to run that Dover. I saw it.
Next one you
picked. I came off on my man.
Next one you picked that. Oh, he looking at 88 every time.
It ain't that bad out here, bud.
But you get rolling.
You look like Rudolph right now. Rudolph red nosed reindeer.
Romo out of a shotgun set. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Over the middle, he's got Witt wide open for the touchdown. The Giants bit, and Witt was wide open on the post for the score.
We giving them everything, dog. We giving them everything they got. We giving it to them, man.
First and 10 at the Dallas 41. Ball on the right hash mark. Hand off Jacobs, runs right. Jacobs turns the corner to the 30. He's to the 20, to the 15, to the 10. Lowers his shoulder and dragged out of bounds at the 5-yard line. It's a 36-yard run. It's the Giants' first run of 20 or more yards.
They don't feel like banging right now, so we're going to have to go ahead and bang this up now. They don't feel like banging. They don't feel like hitting. We're going to turn up out here.
We've started out this way before now. We're giving them everything. We're giving them it. We start playing the way we're capable of playing. They cannot stop us. A 10 is a 10. Pull and block the Sam. Okay? Everybody got that. They're playing well, man. But we can't give them something. We're giving them stuff now. Let's go. Let's go.
Manning takes the snap. He's back to throw. He throws it left. Wide open. Myers, who makes the catch.
Nobody's
the
touched him.
No one touched him. He gets back in and goes in for the touchdown. Nobody in the Cowboys touched him as he made a diving catch at the 10.
Hey, baby! That's a boy! I'm like, hey, nobody touched him. Way to be alert, bro.
He looked back.
Way to be alert, bro.
Right, Romo out of the gun. Austin in motion.
Here we go. Here we go.
Romo takes the snap. Drops back to throw. He's under pressure. It's sacked at the 48-yard line. Cullen Jenkins gets his second of the day.
I'm going to make a play.
That's a good stand. It's a great stand.
That push gives you
great stand.
Step in.
Brown to the left of Manning. Randall in motion from the right. High snap. Manning on the fake. Looking for the end zone. Now Manning's going to run. Now he's going to throw left to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Lewis Murphy Jr. Now the Giants will go for two, down 21-19. Manning takes the snap, draw for Brown to the end zone, two-point conversion. And we are tied at 21 with 4:45 to go. Field goal to win it from 35 yards out. Snap is good, kick on its way, plenty of leg, and it is good. And the Dallas Cowboys have beaten the Giants 24-21.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits live, fueled by Hess and Anita Marks, and we have made the switch. The comedian has left the building. Andre Brown and Roman Oben is joining us. I want to go check it out. Open mic night, Andre Brown. That's awesome.
Hey, a lot of Giant players have many talents, but starts with the win on Sunday, hopefully, for the Big Blue.
Hopefully, just better jokes than the one that he shared.
Right.
Our Adorama news of the day is an unfortunate one, and that is center Jim Cordle has been placed on IR, patella tendon injury with his knee, which means that Kevin Booth and goes to center, and Brewer goes to guard.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you're talking about the third IR'd offensive lineman of the season, 10th overall, but again, you keep all those linemen on the team because you want to be able to have guys that are interchangeable. You know, Deal's been able to play so long because he's versatile. Booth, obviously, there was a year where he started five games apiece almost at each guard and center position, and Brewer has been done some spot duty at guard and started a game as well. I think it was Kansas City, so. I think the Giants still have that same cohesive unit with the changes.
And looking at the practice report, unfortunately, a few players did not practice today. Brandon Jacobs, Trumaine McBride, Jason Pierre-Paul, and Terrell Thomas. Those who did, Hakeem Nicks and Corey Webster, which bodes well if, in fact, McBride cannot go, at least Corey Webster. Hopefully, he will suit up and play on Sunday night. And Hakeem Nicks playing is great news as well because he was certainly missed this past week.
Yeah, you look at the Hakeem Nicks injury and Corey Webster. Corey Webster is a guy. If he could do something on Sunday, I mean, he'll be desperately needed, especially with Trumaine McBride going down. You look at what that did with the matchup situation, with Antoine Roll having to play against that slot. There were some mismatches, a safety against a one or two receiver.
All right. Well, I mean, let's talk about Hakeem Nicks in regard to, you know, the season that he's having. Unfortunately, it is a contract year. We were expecting bigger and better things from Hakeem Nicks. Do you think at any point in time he could try to turn this around this season, or your thoughts on Nicks?
Well, I think, you know, you start off with the offseason with the injuries, and the injuries led to the lack of communication, I think, when he finally came back with he and Eli Manning. Then he had some drop issues. And then you had some times where he just wasn't targeted at all. Then you had another injury. Then you had missing practice. So, you know, no one's probably been more disappointed in his own performance, I'm sure, than Hakeem Nicks. I mean, there's been some criticism that he might be checked out. He might not be here next year and all that. But that'll determine itself in the offseason. But we all know that the Giants' offense is better when Hakeem Nicks can stretch the field. Victor Cruz, you know, is a great route runner, and you have a third guy in Reuben Randall. I mean, that's the formula that was supposed to work. Unfortunately, it hasn't happened. We did notice a big absence in Hakeem Nicks when you started seeing Jernigan and you know, guys like that doing those routes and not doing them the same as Hakeem Nicks would have done.
All right, again, phone lines are open, by the way, 201-939-4513. You can still call on the show. We're talking everything's big blue as they get ready for their Sunday night football game against the Washington Redskins. Let's talk about the defense. Pretty interesting. A defense that has been really doing well against the run, struggled against DeMarco Murray and the Dallas Cowboys. Also, a team that was not getting to the quarterback actually pressured Tony Romo this week. So we saw a much different Giants defense this week.
Well, starting with the sacks, you know, this is a game that had four sacks, two from Colin Jenkins, who, when you can get the pressure from the inside of the pocket, that really hurries the quarterbacks, the clock they had in his head. And when you have pressure from the outside, you see, you know, Kiwi and Tuck on the outside, Colin Jenkins in the middle. I mean, that's why this team kept 10 defensive linemen, because you expect a lot out of that defensive line. And when you can rush with four and be effective with four guys, it enables you defensively to leave the other seven to different blitz packages, coverages. You can bracket guys. You can double team guys. You can do all those things when you can get that pressure. So it was good to see that pressure from the defensive line. You talk about the running game, though, for Dallas last week. DeMarco Murray averaged 5.5 yards a carry. And what that did for Dallas is obviously it shortened down their third downs. It gave them bounce. Tony Romo threw, I think, 11 first downs that he got throwing the ball. that was because the running game was going so well in situations. They didn't have the 200 yards the Giants had on the other side, but the Dallas Cowboys were able to run the ball effectively in spurts. 5.5 yards a carry really is demoralizing for a defense that's usually shut down most running backs this season.
Too many penalties in the Dallas game as well. I was surprised that a game with that magnitude and this team really playing with so much swagger and knowing the importance played such a sloppy game.
Well, I think when you look at the penalties, some of the penalties are really uncharacteristic. I mean, you saw Kiwi get a penalty hitting a guy on this after a play. You see Antoine Roll coming up, you know, hitting a player late. And then that's when you're emotionally caught up in the game, the enormity of the game. And then you're trying to do more than just your job. And you talk about people that do well and play effective and efficient. You just do your job and you play within yourself. And I think when you start seeing some of these penalties, again, Kiwi on Charol, I mean, these guys don't usually get penalties. You can deal with a physical mistake, a hand to the face, a holding, because those things are called. But unsportsmanlike and things like that, I mean, 11 penalties for 85 yards is not something you see every Sunday for a Giants football team.
Real quick, a great positive is that Steve Weatherford actually played well, especially in those weather conditions. Get it? Weatherford. Anyway, yeah. He did play
you're
well.
You're not a comedian either, by the way.
But he's, thank you. But he's been struggling this season, and to see him have that great of a game in those weather conditions, seriously, you know, you got to commend
him. Yeah, and you know, the wind was always going to be a factor, you know, that Meadowlands wind, you know, later in the season. But
right.
I think the wind was in his advantage because he was able to get on top of it and float some out there. I think he averaged, you know, his net was over 50 yards a punt, which was excellent. He had a 69-yarder as well. That was great, at least field position for the defense.
All right. We come back. We're going to talk RG3, Alfred Morris, Pierre Garçon. I love pronouncing his name. 201-939-4513 is the phone number. We'll continue to take your calls. Roman Oben and Anita Marks. We'll be right back.
Message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Welcome back. Final segment of Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, Roman Oben, and you, 201-939-4513. Let's get right into the Washington Redskins. What the heck is wrong with RG3? What are you seeing in the tape? What are you seeing in film and watching him play? What's so different about this year compared to last?
Well, first of all, that Monday night game was as an atrocious of a game as I've seen, with RG3 getting all this national criticism, and it was deservingly so because you've heard all these excuses. You know, he's rehabbing in the offseason. He wasn't comfortable in the pocket early on. And you saw those things. You saw the sacks, the turnovers, the poor decisions. I mean, you would have liked to see a better matchup with he and Colin Kaepernick on the national stage. But, you know, the 250 yards a game, you know, the look at the touchdown interception ratio. I mean, this time last year, you're at about 21 touchdowns and maybe 4 interceptions. And the running game's been going well, but he just hasn't made the right decisions in the pocket.
Pretty interesting. You heard some of the San Francisco 49ers defensive players come out after the game and say, look, he's a great football player, but you can see he should not be playing right now. They felt that he still hasn't recovered totally from the ACL and all that went wrong in the knee. Curious, do you think maybe we'll see Kirk Cousins play at all this season?
I don't know about that, but I think as a player, as a professional athlete, and you look at like a guy like Terrell Thomas, for example, when you come back from an ACL, you're not 100% until the next year. So you got to fight through that year and then come back the next year. But if you look at the Redskins offensively, you know, the sacks, the third downs, you know, last week, you know, 0-2 in the red zone. I mean, that's not something that you would have expected to see from a Redskins football team. Again, this national stage is highlight. You saw Colin Kaepernick improve on some of the mistakes that he made and not RG3, especially the turnovers. You don't see RG3 a lot last year throwing from off his back foot, leaning back away from his throws. You know, that's quarterback 101, high school, Pop Warner. I mean, you're not supposed to do that as a quarterback. And it's either shows because of the injury or because just he's just not comfortable and he's not the person he was this time last year.
Pierre Garçon is their number one wide receiver. I had a chance to talk to Corey Webster earlier today, and he said the one thing that Pierre Garçon really emphasizes is the physicality. He's a big, physical, strapping kind of wide receiver. So they're going to have to be really physical at the line of scrimmage. Why are you laughing? That's what Corey said.
Well, no, it's, you know, look at Pierre Garçon's numbers. You know, 75 catches, but he's only averaging 12.3 yards a carry. I mean, those are tight end numbers. That's something you see for Winton, like a tight end for the Cowboys. He hasn't really stretched the field. You know, he's targeted about 11 to 15 times a game, so he's getting a lot of quick throws. He's not getting the ball downfield, and that's because of RG3, the kind of season he's having. So 75 catches, you would see an average probably north of 15 yards a catch, but he's only averaging about 12, so he's not really getting he's not getting yards after the catch this year, and he's not getting those deep balls that he was used to getting last year.
Tight end Jordan Reed has been really sensational this year for the Washington Redskins. Unfortunately, he suffered a concussion, so he didn't play against the San Francisco 49ers. I'm sure they're hoping that he'll be back. The Giants typically are very good against opposing tight ends. I would know this because of fantasy football, but Jordan Reed, I mean, he's a difference maker on that Washington Redskins offense.
Well, it's been a few weeks now. He had one catch against the Eagles 2 weeks ago, and then last week he was inactive. I mean, I don't see him coming back. If he does, you don't know in what capacity. But if he's healthy, he's a good safety valve, if you will, for, you know, getting RG3 out of trouble. So he's not looking for Pierre Garçon, Santana Moss all the time. You have a legitimate tight end that you can throw the ball to. So I think his injury, more so than anything, has really affected the way the Redskins have played the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, and you've seen Fred Davis came in, and this is Fred Davis has been a part of that that Washington Redskins team for quite a while. He came in to fill in for him last week and really didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just to kind of show you, you know, the difference of a playmaker he is. Let's talk about Alfred Morris, because this was pretty interesting. Going into the season, I did not feel that you'd see Alfred Morris have the success that he had as well as he did last year. Because of RG3. I felt that the way that RG3 played and his style kind of opened up the rushing attack for Alfred Morris. But I think you're seeing a correlation here. Agree or disagree?
Well, I agree that Alfred Morris is still effective. I mean, he's still running the ball well between the tackles. You can turn on a tape for the last 15 years of anyone in Shanahan's football team, and it's plugging an offensive line, plugging the back, and it's the same results. But, I mean, this offense works well hand in hand when you have that stretch zone running well and when you can do play actions off of it. And I think Alfred Morris is still, the formula still works, but you're not getting the productivity at the quarterback position. But this defense is going to have their hands full stopping that zone, because the backside tight end, backside guard, those are equally as important with the cutbacks as well as they are with everything else.
Also, turnovers have been a big problem with the Washington Redskins as well.
Yeah, they've turned the ball over a lot more than they used to. I mean, they're not, ball security is huge in any game. I mean, the Giants have dealt with their own issues with turnovers, but again, if you're not making mistakes, if you're minimizing the turnovers, if you're running the ball well, you're keeping the clock, you're throwing high percentage passes, you're shortening third. I mean, this is a formula that's worked for football in any part of history.
All right, so about a minute left in the show. Give me your three keys real quick.
Three keys. You have to play turnover-free football on offense. Defensively, you're going to have to stop number 46 in Alfred Morris. And then, you know, special teams. You know, special teams is always, if you can get a return, good field position, another good day by Steve Rutherford would be huge.
All right. So this is our last show. We're not going to have a show tomorrow because it is Turkey Day, which means everybody's going to be stuffing their face and sitting on in front of the TV and watching football. Are you spending it with your family?
Yeah. A little fried turkey, a little football, see what's
fried
going
turkey.
On.
Yeah. Can you believe I've never had a fried
turkey? Oh, you got to have that.
I've never had a fried turkey before. What is wrong with me?
Yeah, you're something's wrong with you. You got
to
have some.
So I'm actually, as soon as we get off, I'm heading down to Philly to spend Thanksgiving with some friends because my family's in Miami. Wishing everybody out there a fantastic Turkey Day from all of us here with the New York Football Giants broadcast team. Happy Thanksgiving.